With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. One Colorado violence intervention and prevention program is living up to its name. Safe to Tell says reporting tips have nearly tripled from July to August. Craig Kopp has details.
Safe to Tell is a program for students to anonymously report threats to their own or others' safety. Compared to last year, tips this year have increased by 75%. The program admits that the uptick is most likely due to students returning to school. But Attorney General Phil Weiser, who oversees Safe to Tell, says the increase does show students are aware of the program and that they're becoming more comfortable reporting their concerns. Of the 1,500 tips received last month, 139 were duplicate reports. Safe to Tell says that indicates a healthy reporting culture. Other than reports of suicide threats and drugs, tips about bullying were also common. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
John Hickenlooper's Colorado Senate run has pushed another Democrat out of the party's crowded primary. Former U.S. Attorney John Walsh announced Wednesday he was suspending his campaign for the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Walsh endorsed Hickenlooper as the most electable Democrat in the field. Walsh's departure follows that of former state Senator Mike Johnston, who dropped out last week because he didn't want to attack Hickenlooper. Gardner is considered the most vulnerable Republican incumbent in the country. Wednesday's meeting at the Pickens County Board of Commissioners featured some younger voices than usual. A group of local students came to speak during the open comment period where they asked the board to consider declaring a climate emergency. Alex Hager was there.
Eight kids from the Aspen School District and Aspen Country Day School came to the board with a short but firm list of action items. It included eliminating single-use plastics, adopting solar energy systems, and reducing consumption of animal protein. But for their highest order request, they asked the county to declare a climate emergency. Isabella Poshman was one of those students. She hopes adults take their concerns seriously, but they'll keep pushing for action no matter what.
If they don't believe us at first, well, we're just going to keep doing it. Show them that, yeah, we do care. Yeah, we're going to make change whether you like it or not.
On September 20th, the students will be among those taking part in a global climate strike, walking out of school and demanding action on climate change. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Basalt High School's Leticia Guzman Ingram was selected by National Geographic to spend 11 days in the Arctic this summer, studying the ecosystem alongside researchers. She says she was struck by the complexity of the tundra, which she calls magical. Tonight at the Basalt Library, Guzman Ingram will show her photography from the expedition and discuss the role images and stories have in documenting climate change. She says she hopes to help raise awareness for both her students and the community. The event called Documenting the Arctic starts at 5:30 p.m. An effort to recall two state senators ended this week when backers informed the Colorado Secretary of State's office that they will not be turning in the signatures they collected to force special elections. The failed state Senate recall effort comes after the backers of a campaign to recall Democratic Governor Jared Polis also failed to collect enough signatures for a recall. All this has state lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pushing for changes that would make it harder for residents to remove their representatives from office. Scott Franz reports.
Republican Senator Jack Tate says recalls can be disruptive and costly to taxpayers, so he wants to prohibit recall activities when the legislature is in session. He also wants recall supporters to let taxpayers know how much an election would cost them.
With the fact that we're looking at more recalls, it's a time to kind of reflect on the details of our statutory environment by which we might be able to make things better.
Meanwhile, Democrats are also calling for reforms during a summer when five of their lawmakers and the governor have been targeted by recalls. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.